What was Tulsa like back there in the 50s?
Tulsa's always been a good pie town. It was always ready to grow, it seemed like. Tulsa was, always.
Do you remember some of the names of the restaurants that you sold pies to?
There was one right down in town, Bishop's. Not a chain, just a big restaurant here in town that was really recognized.
Yeah.
That moved a lot of product. Silver Castle or White Castle were the restaurants that were prominent right then. Somebody had a chain of those here.
Did you work 6 days a week or 7 days a week?
Usually 6 days. We'd start on Sunday and get through on Friday. And get ready to start on Sunday again.
Oh, you worked Sunday through Friday and you took Saturday off.
We were making product or getting ready to make product, but we weren't really producing those 3 days. But we were getting busy to do it next week.
Did you ever get away and do something else other than work, work, work?
Oh, yeah. We went to Dallas to see his folks about once a month. We'd just drive down there for the weekend, see his mother and dad and his sisters, and come right back home.
I suppose his mother and dad would be very interested and ask you lots of questions about the business.
Oh, yeah. Both of them did. They was always ready to help any way they could.
Because that's where it all started.
Yeah, Big Mother and Big Dad. I mean, it was a two-way street with them. Big Mother was the one that really set the pace. She was the one that was full of the energy, but Big Dad was always willing to help. So they'd just get their heads together on something, and it had happened.
Were there any times that you thought you wouldn't make it work?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times. A lot of times when you wondered if you could even hang on long enough to make it. But we were always fortunate. We really were. We came along at the time it was needed. We just was able to get a toehold. So that made it good for us.
When you took out that loan of $250,000 at the bank, that had to make you nervous.
Oh, it did. Yes, it did. It did.
Then you had to hire quite a few more people.
In the plant to make pies.
Did you think while you took out that loan and you expanded the plant and hired all these people, that had to be a little nerve-wracking?
No, we never worried. I mean, we just knew it was going to happen, I guess. We just had it there and had to do it, so we just did. We just didn't stop and think it can't be. We just had to be.
Yeah. When I asked you if there were some times you wondered if you could make it, do you remember what's
Oh, that? Yeah.
Remember?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. Are we going to make it today? But we were in the right time for that product. There wasn't any other around. We just happened to get a product that was needed. Mm-hmm. We just lucked into it, really. Paul was really smart on the market, though, on what would go and what would sell, and he was a super salesman.
You were back making the pies, so you were very good yourself.
I was helping some. Paul was a wonderful, he was a salesman. He really was.
When he, because of health reasons, stepped back from the company, then he kind of worked with McDonald's.
We became real good partners.
You'd work together
yeah.
in other parts of the country and
yeah.
getting
yeah.
Bama, getting the pies set up and
Yeah, we did.
Together, uh-huh.
Yeah,
it?
They wanted the product. McDonald's did, you know. Mm-hmm. And so all we had to do was cooperate because they wanted somebody and there wasn't anybody really that wanted to do it. There wasn't any really good market or any money in it.
So it's really something when you think that it was test marketed in Springfield and Joplin.
Uh-huh.
And now you're manufacturing pies in Beijing, China.
I know. Beijing, China. And boy, they make them over there really fast.
They, in fact, have two plants.
In China.
In China.
Yeah. We do.
Paula has been a good leader, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's a good leader. And John was, too. His health didn't hold up as good, but John was a big help. The McDonald people really loved John. You know, he could get an ear with them anytime he wanted it. So he could get stuff done because we were good friends with the buyer. And he believed in us, and he listened to us. And if they wanted to do something, they'd come to us and give us the first chance to make whatever they wanted.
So John had that liaison. He was back and forth.
Yeah,
and
he was really good with McDonald's. They loved John.